Hi, I'm Eve Hewson, and you're watching Life Minute TV. I don't think I'd be able to survive, especially on set, without music. Like, one of my favorite things is driving to work and listening to, like, Britney Spears, getting myself in the zone, you know. I don't listen to whatever the character is listening to. I just want to, like, have fun, and it relaxes me. And it also can bring people together on set. Helps me get in the zone if I have to do, like, emotional stuff. It's so essential to my day on set. So, yeah, I really couldn't survive without it.
I think it was the best experience I've had in my entire life. I've never had one bad experience on that set. Everyone was so kind and welcoming, especially Eve. I've had so many great memories working with her over course of the movie. I think she gave me loads of advice. I don't think I could name one thing, because it was loads of small stuff. If I didn't know how to say a line, I'd always go to Eve and she'd help me out. And it's such a kind thing to do, and it's been great working with her.
I've got quite a broad taste in music. Personally, I find there's music that I can use that's sort of applicable for any moment. And however I'm feeling or whatever I'm doing, I can find a way to sort of like influence myself to be another version of myself in many respects. That's probably one of the reasons I love making movies with John so much, because we have an opportunity to do that on set a lot, you know?
So firstly, the cast on this film were great. It was a really nice mix of actors who wanted to be there. Joe has always wanted to be in a musical, but not a breaking into song musical, so this was the musical for him. I think Eve wanted to play this salty dub that we all know as Dubliners, this kind of character. She was kind of burning to play it. And I think Oren, the kid in the movie, you know, he's a child actor. And then Jack Rayner is my mate, who convinced me to make this film, because he read the script, he's like, you should make that. And I was like, do you think? So it felt like a little family. I just grew up thinking, well, they're kind of all films are musicals in a way. And I didn't know that a composer went off and wrote a score. So when I started making films, I just wrote the music myself, or got friends to write the music. And when I got bored of writing dialogue, I'd just go over and play the piano. And then I'd say, well, why don't I just put that piano song in the film? And the two things kind of, I don't know if I could write a film with like 95 pages of wall-to-wall dialogue. You've got a break for a song in life, don't you? And so I...